This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
They don't raise premiums across the board. Some have gone up higher than others, but
50 plus percent.
The premium hikes are because they came in, they did miscalibrate the market, they were trying to get market share, and it is a correction. And, you know, it is a problem that we do need to address. There's no doubt it needs to be addressed, but it's not across the board, and on average, we do not have higher than 15% increases in the premiums, and it's going to be a one-time increase to reflect
the fact. But the on-average business doesn't help the person. But the on-average person doesn't help the person in Arizona County who's got a 51% hike in their premiums, the people in Tennessee who have a 62% hike in their premiums.
Again, Megan, what you're identifying is one product. There are many other products to choose from in those places. So
in many of these places, you only have one plan to choose from and one insurance company.
In some, you don't even have an insurance company. Zeke Emanuel, I mean, how would you like that gig, Scott? You got to go out there and justify Obamacare to everybody. You know, when the reality of what they've been experiencing is nothing. I mean, you know, and this is what we have been fed over and over again for the last 8 years, you know, whether it has to do with unemployment numbers, forget about the budgets. I mean, that's a long lost cause. Even the labor numbers, you know, they give us these labor numbers and then each month they have to, I don't think there's ever been a month where they haven't adjusted the labor numbers. I mean, it's all a farce. And let's just go back to, you know, the bottom line reality of what, Mr. Stockman had to say. We're talking, you know, the father of Reaganomics here, Dave Stockman, who said, look at Bill, we have not in this country, we have not created one net breadwinning job since the year 2000. Now, can you get your brains around that, ladies and gentlemen? I when I thought about it, I mean, here's the noted economist, the father of Reaganomics, breaking it down in simplistic terms. The pain that you have been realizing, your eyes are not lying to you, okay? Your wallet is not lying to you. It is, in fact, the truth. There has not been one net breadwinning job since the year 2000 in America. Is it any wonder the economy is in the situation that it's in and that America finds itself so frustrated when all it is that they want to do is they want to work and they want, you know, their old job back or something similar to that? Not that they had to turn in their job and now go work three part-time jobs in order to mitigate Obamacare, because businesses are being told, look at, you can't hire more than 50 people. If you do, you've got all these other associated penalties. Thank you very much. Obamacare. But, you know, we want to keep lying to ourselves. And I mean, even, you know, to the point that when you got Bill Clinton, who, you know, this is what I love about people on the left, and that's that anybody who is deceptive is ultimately they tell the truth. You know, you just have to kind of, you know, listen, because they will indict, they will self-indict themselves, as they say. You know, kind of like Nancy Pelosi saying, okay, we got to drain the swamp. Well, yes, we have to drain the swamp, and Nancy, you're part of that swamp that's going out. This is what America is coming to realize, is that career politicians are not in the best interests of we the people, because they can't help themselves. Because what happens is we the people suffer. We get put to the back seat, and especially in light of what the government, what, you know, these elites have designed, a bureaucracy that protects their survival, but does little for us. So we have Citizens United, we have the Electoral College, we have all these other interests that have negated the power of one man, one vote. Is it any wonder that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump talk about the system being rigged? Yes, it is rigged, ladies and gentlemen.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. Hey, if you want to drop us an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you. Brian Carpenter is with us. He is helping vets see the light. He's a former U.S. Marine, top-selling author of The Never-Ending Battle After Iraq, A Marine's Road to Recovery. Brian Semper Fi, my brother, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here to talk about something that needs to be addressed. I think more and more people are understanding that this is a real issue, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes, it is a very serious issue. And it's not only vets that get it, it's actually anybody can get it. Mm-hmm. But with the military training and the military stuff that we go through, it's kind of a different story than just average Joe with PTSD from being at home.
Well, the point of your book is that, like people, I mean, we're all different. There's not a one-size-fits-all kind of solution for PTSD, is there?
No, there's not. Everybody is different, and there's different tactics and different ways to cope with and different ways to get over it, yes.
So what are you finding? Let's unwind that because there's been lots of talk about different medications, marijuana, Molly psychological treatments, but a new study is showing that a transcranial light therapy might result in an effective long-term result. Break that down for us.
I'm not too familiar with new treatment stuff that got going on. I've been being treated since I hit the roadside bomb in 2006. Until today, I'm still going, getting treatment and stuff, and I just apply coping strategies, kind of like this book that I just published. I have helped so many people, and I've gotten good feedback, and I've seen the best out of society with my book in general, so that's what helps me.
Yes.
And there's... Okay, go ahead.
No, well, go ahead and finish your thought here, because I've got another idea I want to share with you as well, but go ahead.
Okay, yes, and unfortunately, the VA does push meds on people. Meds are the worst thing I think anybody could ever take because it cures one thing, causes another. So I refuse any medication that anybody wants to get me with antidepressants, anti-anxiety medicine, and I just use the coping strategies that my therapist gives me to use in certain situations, which with work, it eventually starts working, gets stronger, and it starts being positive for you.
Well, Brian, I got to send you an MP3 player here. I'm an ambassador for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us. I don't know if you've heard of this, but one of our commentators and dear friend Dan Perkins, he and his wife, it has been on their heart to help vets, and they've done so in producing these MP3 players that come preloaded with music, books on tape. There's a website that people can go to and download. All the mechanism to download more music and more books on tape is all contained in this
slick little package. And, you know, it has been our goal to be going around and visiting, you know, vet centers and hand these out whenever we can. And I'm going to put one in the mail to you to make sure you have one. And I'd be grateful to hear your comments on it. It's songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us MP3 player. Very cool, you know, and it's all contained, comes with a hearing piece and, you know, the connector, the USB connector so that you can download songs and more books on tape at their website. It's very cool.
Yes, Dan Frick has already sent me one, actually.
Oh, he has. Okay, great. Well,
yes,
good.
Yes, that's on another radio station, and he got all my info and sent me one, and I haven't been able to use it yet because I've got it in the mail and I haven't been able to open it and stuff yet. But yes, that was very, from what I hear, it's got good feedback with it.
Excellent. Well, your book, Never Ending Battle After Iraq, A Marine's Road to Recovery. So this has been therapeutic for you.
There, yes. I recommend that to everybody to write their life down on a piece of paper, and it does so much therapy. It's just extravagant that how much it can help you by doing that.
Well, in this release, it says that you can provide insight as to whether or not what they call transcranial light therapy could possibly help treat those with PTSD. Do you have some insight on that, or did I misunderstand something?
No, I haven't heard about that yet. I've heard my idea about it, and it's something that I might like to try, depending on the results and what it might possibly do as like a after effect of doing this light and whatnot. I mean, that's something I do want to look into.
Mm-hmm. Well, regarding PTSD, I mean, there's still much to be understood. You are in the middle of, you know, yourself experiencing PTSD and realizing that this can happen to anybody. Any post-traumatic stress disorder can happen, whether it's a sudden death within a family scenario or an accident, other things. So these are things that we've been living with. We've never quite entitled them as PTSD, but they're definitely real, and they're experienced, as you say, not only on the battlefield, but here domestically as well.
Yes, you can walk down the street, get PTSD by seeing something that sits in your mind and kind of messes with your life. Kids growing up get it from misbehavior when they're little with their parents, or seeing car accidents or seeing accidents. There's things that affect your life, and that's a form of PTSD.
What's the biggest misunderstanding, in your opinion, Brian, of PTSD?
No, a lot of people think PTSD only comes from combat vets in the military. I mean, they don't understand that PTSD is an actual all-around life thing, but they don't understand that military PTSD from combat is way more intense by the way we're trained, our brains are transformed, compared to being a civilian with no military experience get PTSD. We're trained to react before we think and attack with anger and aggression, and that's the way it's going to stick with us forever, and that's how we cope with our PTSD, and it affects us in a different way.
Well, PTSD, you know, when you think about it, is still relatively new and still in the process of being understood and treatments being developed. In your perspective, Brian, you know, how has the treatment been working out, and where do you see it going from here?
I'm a part of a lot of studies with the VA that they're doing on PTSD. I do a lot of questionnaires. I do a lot of surveys, and as they do more people, they're coming out with more things, and it's kind of like a trial and error. They got to try things. If it fails or doesn't do good, they try something else. And they're in the process right now of getting to the bottom of correcting this PTSD problem that this world has, actually.
Well, Brian, as we said, there's not a one-size-fits-all type of, type of program for PTSD. It does affect people differently. How can they possibly determine the right path of treatment for someone suffering from PTSD? Do you know?
Find coping strategies. Whatever you like to do, make sure you do it a lot. Find therapy. Find help. Find something that can help you, and don't think it's impossible to get over, because it is very possible. I am walking proof that I have overcome every obstacle that all my disabilities and my mental problems have given me, and yes, easily to overcome.
Well, Brian Carpenter is a former U.S. Marine PTSD sufferer from acts of war, a bodybuilder and MMA coach as well, and top-selling author of the book, Never-Ending Battle After Iraq, A Marine's Road to Recovery.
Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This five-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify. If you believe it,
Hey, we're back with you, America. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. Good to have you along with us as we're hunkering down here on the East Coast in Florida as we're hanging on for Hurricane Matthew is expected to arrive here. We're already starting to feel some slight effects here with Hurricane Matthew, but it's going to be building up through the night. It looks like a Category 4. By the time it comes alongside the East Coast and the area of the Treasure Coast and the central part of Florida is where we're located, and it's going to be greatly impacted. And I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with the governor. I'm impressed with all the emergency personnel that are involved with the warnings that they've been putting out there, the communications. It has been incredible. I mean, this is the first hurricane. I mean, I keep telling you, I'm a West Coast boy. I'm used to earthquakes. I mean, they're talking not only hurricane, but there could be some tornadic activity as well. So, you know, appreciate your prayers, you know, for all the people here that are, you know, many have already evacuated. They've heeded the warnings where we're located. We do not have to evacuate, so we're holding steady. We got everything shuttered up and hanging on. So, you know, by the grace of God, you know, that's who we're counting on. We'll get through this whole deal. Right now with us, we've got Rebecca Pearson. She's the lubricants marketing director for the America's Exxon Mobil Corporation. She joined Exxon Mobil Fuels Lubricants and Specialties Marketing back in 95 as an experienced hire, bringing with her deep expertise in consumer marketing, retail management, and information technology. She's now based out of Houston, so she's not having to deal with the hurricane activity that we're dealing with here. Hey, Rebecca, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Bill. I'm good, thanks. And hey, you know, if your listeners are in the path of the hurricane, our hearts go out to them. Hopefully they're having a chance to get prepared.
Yeah, I got to tell you, like I said, I'm a West Coast boy, California boy, so we're used to earthquakes. But I'm really impressed. You know, the governor, the emergency personnel have been very proactive in warning people and, again, reminding. I mean, you know, you get some people here around where we live, you know, they're veterans. It's not a problem. They say, okay, it's going to, you know, hang on. It can be a little wicked, you know, your first time you're experiencing a hurricane. But all will be well. Just hang in there and, you know, make some smart choices. And I believe we have to this point. You know, it's going to be crazy. It's a Category 4. So we're talking winds of 140-plus sustained. So never been through one of these ones. But it'll be all kinds of fun. But anyway, congratulations to ExxonMobil, you know, in your partnership with the NBA, WNBA, and NBA Development League. Tell our audience about that.
Hey, thank you. And we are absolutely excited to be announcing that Mobil 1 is the official motor oil of the NBA. Mm-hmm. And for your fans and listeners out there, they may not know that Mobil 1 is the world's leading synthetic motor oil.
Mm-hmm. Well, here it is. You've got the world's premier basketball company and one of the globe's biggest motor oil corporations signing this multi-year partnership, which makes ExxonMobil an official marketing partner of the NBA, WNBA, and NBA Development League in the United States and China as well. So this is quite the agreement here, Rebecca.
It sure is. And with this agreement between ExxonMobil and the NBA, it is the league's largest and most comprehensive partnership ever in the motor oil category. And that's in the NBA's 70-year history. So we're excited about a global platform with global reach.
Now, this is going to tip off, this partnership is going to tip off with the NBA Global Games in China, right?
That's exactly right. That's next week in Shanghai and Beijing.
Wow. So you get to travel a little bit?
I'm actually not headed to China. I've done that in the past. But mm-hmm. Right here in the U.S., helping my team kick this off right here between NBA and Mobil 1. You know, we have some great parallels with basketball around performance and protection, which relates to the motor oil category for us.
Well, Rebecca, I was looking forward to a little selfie, you know, on the Great Wall that you were going to send to me. Now I got to wait till another time, huh?
Well, I actually have one. I could send it to you if you really want it.
Oh, hey, you know, I want to see it here. We can put it on our website and say, hey, this happened, but coming up in, this is going to take place October the 9th and then Beijing on the 12th, right?
Right, that's exactly right. But here in the U.S., we're already working on our plans so that your listeners and fans will see us advertising during the games. We'll have digital video content. And You know, your listeners may not know, the NBA has over a billion social media followers worldwide. It's just an incredible statistic.
Well, and that's relevant to this NBA partnership, which is quite, you know, as you say, it's quite sizable. You know, can you drill down a little bit more on that and what all that's going to involve, this partnership?
Sure. Well, in addition to just combining the power of the NBA and Mobile One to talk about performance and protection, we've got athletes who are certainly at their peak performance and protection and defense on the court. So that's exciting for us. But we also know that NBA fans and WNBA fans are also car fans. Mm-hmm. And they're giving us a platform with a younger and more diverse consumer, frankly.
Now, is that one of the reasons why ExxonMobil decided to partner up with NBA, is that there's synergism between what you're doing as far as racing is concerned with auto racing, and it makes it would seem like it makes a nice, comfortable transition to the NBA?
Sure. Well, we're still committed to motorsports. We have a long history, about 40 years with motorsports, but we're really trying to expand our sports sponsorships, and this gives us that opportunity to reach that NBA fan who's also a car fan and is a younger and more diverse consumer.
Well, some people might be surprised that the NBA would want to partner with ExxonMobil. I mean, outside of the money, there is some great benefit for the NBA. They saw this as a very positive opportunity, correct?
Absolutely. In addition to being the league's largest and most comprehensive partnership in the motor oil category, the U.S. and China are important markets for both of us. And so having this partnership between two world-class organizations, it makes sense and it's exciting for us.
So in this coming season, give us an idea of what this partnership is going to look like, throughout the NBA and the WNBA. How is this going to be pronounced at all the various venues?
Well, you'll certainly see us out there promoting NBA-themed campaigns, whether it's advertising or digital. But you'll see us, for example, on NBA TV and NBA.com. We're certainly working with the broadcast partners and our very own Mobile1.com, where you can actually go and learn more about the world's leading synthetic motor oil.
Sure. And, of course, you're going to be able to take advantage of, the talent field from the NBA and WNBA, and they'll be acting as spokespersons for ExxonMobil as well, I assume.
We certainly are continuing to work on our plans on how to take advantage of the NBA, and certainly we know the athletes are passionate about cars, and we know the fans are as well. So we're looking forward to just continuing to evolve our partnership and take our message out to those fans out there and your listeners.
Well, Rebecca Pearson, congratulations on the new partnership with the NBA and WNBA and the NBA Development League. And we look forward to seeing a lot of good things resulting, from this partnership. Rebecca Pearson, Lubricants Marketing Director, America's Exxon Mobil Corporation. Thank you, Rebecca, for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be here.
Appreciate it. Well, getting back to the hurricane news, this life-threatening storm surge, it includes battering waves and major beach erosion. This is what is being reported from the National Weather Service, major damaging storm surge flooding is expected as Matthew curls its way northward along the southeast coast. If you live along the immediate coast and are told to evacuate, please do so. Pleased and encouraged to see many people heeding that advice. And we're going to look for high water in, Miami, West Palm, Melbourne, Daytona Beach, Jacksonville, Savannah, ranging anywhere from 1 as high as 9 feet. That's what they're reporting so far. This is all part of this surge effect that will be taking place as a result of Hurricane Matthew. We will tell you more about that. Thank you so much for being with us right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Travelers. The findings of the 2016 Travelers Risk Index have been released, identifying what worries Americans most. This year's survey found financial security is the top concern for consumers, while business leaders see rising medical costs as their biggest threat. Patrick Gee, Senior Vice President of Claim at Travelers.
The report uncovered some shared concerns among consumers and business leaders relative to things like cyber threats, a changing workforce, and also severe weather. The good news is there are steps they can take to protect their families, finances, homes, and also their workplaces. We recommend carrying out a risk assessment and discussing your needs with a risk advisor.
Business leaders and consumers alike worry about the changing workforce. More than one quarter of consumers fear they won't have the skills to compete, and almost half of business leaders worry they won't be able to attract and retain talent. Additionally, more than half of Americans surveyed rank cyber threats as one of their biggest concerns. For the full results, visit travelers.com/risk index. That's travelers.com/risk index.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, meeting your soul. I know a place where mercy flows, take the stains, make
you. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down to the river. You will lead the change. Let's go down, down, down.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Davis is with us right now. He is the Freedom Partners Executive Vice President. James, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on. I say I'm doing wonderful. I mean, I'm going to experience my first hurricane. I'm in Florida right now, so, you know, I'm a California boy. We're used to earthquakes, you know. We don't get this kind of warning with earthquakes. They just kind of, you know, happen to you. But here we've had many days to prepare for this hurricane, so we're hunkering down, but we're along the Treasure Coast, so we're within the target zone of Hurricane Matthew. So this is going to be interesting, especially with the winds picking up and expecting to, you know, reach speeds of about 140 sustained. So,
no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. I'm actually originally from Vidalia, Georgia, about an hour from Savannah.
Right.
So I have family in that area and, you know, certainly be thinking about all the folks there, and the potentially impacted area. And I hope everyone takes heed to the advice of public safety officials and, bunkers down.
Governor Scott's done a great job. I mean, he's been out there. He's been very proactive with the various emergency officials and offices, just traveling up and down the state and reminding people that this storm is devastating. I mean, Category 4, we're expecting damage. And, so go ahead.
No doubt. I actually had the privilege in a previous life of working with Governor Scott, as well as many of the safety officials in Florida, as I led the communications at the Republican convention in Tampa around Isaac. Luckily, Isaac fizzled out, and folks were largely safe and away from harm, but they did a really good job of communicating back then, and hopefully folks will, take heed in those communications.
Well, they seem to be. They've already evacuated, I think, over 1 million people already, where there was mandatory evacuations in the low-lying areas and the areas that were most vulnerable. They've moved out, but the breadth of this particular hurricane, speaking of the western side of the state, some people say, I'll go to Tampa, I should be okay. But they're saying even in Tampa, because of the massiveness of Hurricane Matthew, that they're expecting at least tropical winds in Tampa, that even Orlando will be affected. And those are usually kind of the escape routes where most people try to go to and say, I'll be okay there. God bless everybody and, let wisdom be their guide here. And, most people, like I said, they've done the right thing. Everybody's all shuttered up. I mean, this is the first time I've ever had to put shutters on windows. I mean, I'm a first time hurricane, and wouldn't you know, my first one be a Category 4, right? Why not?
Well, hopefully you sound like you're prepared though.
Yes.
Which is good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to talk to you, speaking of being prepared, Lord have mercy. The public has made it clear when it comes to Obamacare, this thing is in ICU. It's been in ICU for quite a while. And they don't want to give it any life support, do they? Any more than it's already had.
No, they don't. In fact, we did a recent poll, and 55% of Americans oppose the idea of having their tax dollars used to further bail out large insurance companies. Do you know that's actually what the administration is doing right now? Mm-hmm. These insurance companies, they got into Obamacare thinking that it was going to give them new subscriber networks and perhaps generate additional business, but the reality is this law was flawed and destined for failure to start with, and rates that continue to go up, insurers are backing out, coverage is limited, and what we've seen as an impact of it has just made the problems that already existed, some of which already existed in the healthcare system, it exacerbated them, made them even worse. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why the administration would want to double down and spend more taxpayer dollars on a failed policy, one that the American people didn't support in the beginning, and has had political consequences, in the past, and I expect is kind of the October surprise this time around, as more and more people are getting notices of those rate hikes now, and have already seen disruptions in their health care service. It really is a mess, Bill.
Well, this is President Obama's legacy. This is the Democrats. This is Hillary Clinton. It is all on them without exception. And this Obamacare bailout, this was baked into the cake late at night. And these insurance companies, they're not stupid. They figure, okay, well, if you're going to give us the money, you're going to guarantee the deal, then we'll go along to get along because we know we have a get out of jail card, so to speak, and that you're going to mitigate all the risk. We're going to go along. But they knew in their heart of hearts, going into this, James, the insurance companies knew that this thing wasn't going to be sustainable.
Absolutely. Look, the administration said that the risk corridor program would be budget neutral because more insurers would benefit than buckle, and that the fund, they even suggested that the fund might actually produce a profit. But what happened was most insurers went along with the plan because they thought the law would give them additional customers and revenue, and it turns out that both the administration and the insurers were way off base. They knew this, in fact, and due to Obamacare, more insurers ended up losing money rather than making money on the exchanges. That's why you see the mass exodus benefits from the state exchanges now. Mm-hmm. And so what the Obama administration is planning to do then was pay off this shortfall using taxpayer funds. And that's always been a plan that they've had. Mm-hmm. But Republicans, particularly here in Florida, led by Senator Marco Rubio, predicted that this would happen. And he added a provision to two funding bills, which made the program budget neutral. That meant that only what was paid in could be paid out. So there were no taxpayer bailouts that were legally possible. So now the administration is trying what is really referred to as a sue and settle scheme. And so the insurers are going to put up a suit saying that they had all these undue losses, and then the administration is going to take it out of the courts and then settle with them and give them taxpayer dollars to continue funding this flawed program. Bill Clinton himself, I mean, you probably heard it.
Exactly.
You got this crazy system where all of a sudden 25 million people have health care, and then the people that are out there busting it, sometimes 60 hours a week, wind up with their premiums doubled and their coverage cut in half. This crazy system. Does that sound like a system that's working or worth doubling down on?
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is what I love about progressives. I mean, they always get to that end of the road where if you listen to what they say, they self-indict themselves. Whether, you know, we were saying earlier, whether it was Nancy Pelosi saying that, of course, famous for her words, you got to pass it to find out what's in it, which is totally ludicrous. But she also made a statement that we needed to drain the swamp. Well, I don't think she thought that she was part of what needed to be drained. You know, this is what elites think. They think they're just so above this. You know, you'll recall Jonathan Gruber, who was one of the architects of Obamacare, kind of laughing and rather condescendingly about Americans that, you know, the minions didn't understand it, and they were going to like the program whether they liked it or not, I guess.
Yeah, they crammed this health care law down our throats, made us take it. Americans opposed it. It's failed. It's not lived up to what they said were the goals of it. They said it was going to make it affordable. They said it was going to make it effect. They were going to give effective health care. That none of those things have really bared out. And now 70% of lawmakers, 70% of the public, based on this poll, says that lawmakers should focus on fixing the actual problems with health care rather than using taxpayer dollars to bail out these insurance companies.
Well, this is the problem with really the the redistributive mindset that they hold to. They think, they think they've got it all figured out. James Davis has been with us. James, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. For many, fall means it's finally football season. Match the fun on the field by creating your own game to get into the competitive spirit. Ben Napier.
As Ole Miss alums, we take football season very seriously. For some friendly competitive fun before kickoff, create a larger-than-life woodblock game. Sand down wooden 4x4s and cut into 48 pieces, each 18 inches long. Start stacking into a tower, taking turns pulling pieces to see who knocks it over first.
Aaron Napier.
For tailgating supplies, we love to use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter. Let the games begin.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
War. It's been a part of humanity in every age. We fight for power, for riches, for rights, or for freedom. There always seems to be something to fight for. But one thing has remained true of every war. Behind the field of battle, someone has developed a strategy. This was part of my husband's role in the army. He would look at what the enemy was doing, then begin putting together the resources and a plan to fight against them. He was a crucial part of this process until a heart attack claimed his life. That was a hard time for me and our son. I was reminded that death is a part of life, and that the life we're given should never be taken for granted. It's been 40 years since Leo passed, but I still hold on to the many lessons I learned from that time. I find myself amazed that of the many battles we engage in today, be it money, control, or matters of the heart, very few of us know how to fight the right way or understand who we're really fighting against. To win any battle, you've got to have the right strategy and resources, because victories don't come by accident.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, as always. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Well, a lot of people are talking about Disney's new movie, Queen of Katwe. And we have, guess who? David Oyelowo, the one who's been nominated, or who was nominated for a Golden Globe for his portrayal of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the movie Selma. David is also being seen nationwide for his portrayal of Christian missionary Robert Katende in Disney's inspiring new movie, Queen of Katwe. David, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Tell us, about the movie, The Queen of Katwe.
Queen of Cartray follows Fiona, who is, we see her when she's a young girl who sells corn with her mother, as played by Lupita Nyong'o, on the streets of Cartway in Kampala, Uganda. And she's discovered to have a prodigious chess-playing talent. That happens through my character, Robert Katende, who starts coaching her in playing chess, and she goes on to become a champion under the most unlikely of circumstances in one of the most unlikely places.
Well, David Winstand, director of Marinara, was so instrumental in bringing this story to theaters, and she has a home in Uganda, so she actively champions to help the people of Uganda. What was it like to work with her on this film?
She has an incredible motherly quality, very nurturing, very loving, very warm, and what that engenders in others is a desire to grow, and it makes for a very generous and open set, which for this film in particular was absolutely necessitous. And considering how many children that there are in the film, you really need that sort of motherly quality. I felt very loved by her, very nurtured by her, very taken care of by her. And then on top of that, she's a brilliant director, a brilliant mind, very, very in touch with emotion and also intellect. And that's a wonderful combination to have in a director.
David, we had a chance to speak with Robert Katende ourselves, a Christian missionary. And in his own life, he overcame so many obstacles. And we heard a little about the loss of his mother from the movie. He's a mentor to so many children in Katwe, Uganda. And the movie portrays how much he's willing to sacrifice to help not just Fiona, but all the children who come to him. Can you tell us a little more about Robert and what pushes him to be such a servant to so many, especially the kids there?
Having been orphaned himself and grown up as a young child in a very turbulent time in Uganda's history, he knows what it is to lack parental figures in your life. He knows what it is to be destitute. He knows what it is to be hungry. And so to see these children who are in danger of the same fate he suffered, he feels passionate about them evading that same fate. And I think he sees himself in each and every one of those children and is trying to save them from some of what he had to suffer when he was their age.
Our conversation with David Oyelowo continues as we're talking about The Queen of Katwe, which is in a theater near you all over this country. And David, you star alongside Academy Award winner Lupita Nyong'o. Can you tell us a little about her role in this movie?
One of the things that really strikes me about Lupita generally is her commitment as an actress. I think anyone who saw 12 Years a Slave saw that in abundance. But what's so wonderful about this is it's a completely different kind of role, and you still see that level of commitment. But here she is playing a mother. Here she is playing an African corn seller. And even though she's a gigantic movie star, you place her within this Ugandan market and she fits right in. That's a really tough thing to do. I would hazard a guess that not many women of her celebrated beauty and fame can just drop right down and it feel that authentic. And that's something that I think is a unique gift of hers, which comes from humility, really, to be able to put yourself aside and go to the character rather than have the character come to you.
David, the role of Fiona is played by newcomer Medina Nalwanga. Now, the movie is about the close bond between your characters. Now, as actors, were you able to spend some time beforehand and develop that bond offset?
Medina, who plays Fiona in the film, and I did spend quite a bit of time together before we shot, and it was beautiful because it kind of reflected the relationship between Robert and Fiona in the film, in that it was tentative to begin with. We were sort of feeling each other out. You know, I'm sure she thought, who's this actor who's coming along that I have to now interact with? But, you know, very soon we became very close, a lot of laughter. I just love her as a human being.
David, why is Queen of Katwe such an important story to tell?
It's an important story because mentorship is something that is so necessitous for development anywhere and everywhere. I also think that the fact that, you know, the individual we see flourishing here is a young black girl. You know, if you want to talk about a group on planet Earth where, you know, education is a real threat of being denied them, you know, especially in Africa, between racism, between cultural nuances, you know, and racial, this is the kind of genius that could slip through the cracks. So to see it discovered, harnessed, and gain a platform is something that I hope will speak to anyone and everyone anywhere.
Our conversation with David Oyelowo, the award-winning actor and star of Queen Akotwe, continues. David, what do you hope the audience is going to take away from this movie, The Queen Akotwe?
How heartwarming it is, how full of joy in spite of a very difficult life these people manage to have. And it's that joy that enables them to transcend their circumstances. And I think anyone and everyone who's been through difficulty, which I would argue is the definition of being a human being, will be able to take from this film something for them, because you see the impossible made possible through family, through mentorship, encouragement, hard work, and belief. And I think those are things that we can all aspire to. And in this particular story, you see how beautifully they come to fruition.
Lastly, David, you know, one of the best scenes from the film was when your character took these young children to their first chess tournament. They were intimidated and scared of their bigger opponents, and your character gave them such an inspiring talk that ended in prayer. Can you tell us a little about that scene?
Yeah, that moment with the prayer was inspired by a photograph I'd seen of Robert Katende praying with the kids before a tournament. It wasn't scripted. It was something that happened in that one take, and it made it into the movie. So, you know, that again is what I mean about acting with these kids. They didn't flinch. It was just something that came natural to them, so we did it within the scene.
Well, thank you, David Oyelowo, for stopping by to talk about this new movie, The Queen of Katwe. You will enjoy David in his portrayal of the Christian missionary Robert Katende in Disney's inspiring new movie, Queen of Katwe. As we go to break, let's listen to a scene from the movie, and it's titled Never Surrender.
When I was a child, my mother left me. In that moment, I wanted to die. But it is a good thing I did not take my life, eh? Otherwise, I would not have seen my daughter. I would not have met the pioneers. Who are you?
Me?
Do not be quick to tip your king, Fiona. You must never surrender.
I'm a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Are the answers to your present?